Dreamy's Nightmare. The Smurfs live merrily in their peaceful village. They go about their daily tasks with happiness and a positive attitude. All of them, except for one Smurf, who always has a dreamy and sad expression on his face. He really is a Smurf, not like the others. When his companions ask him to join in their games, he always refuses, looking sad and tired. This Smurf has a secret. He is bored of the monotonous life in the Smurf village. He dreams of traveling. He wants to go far away and discover new lands. Finally, he grows tired of waiting. He tells Papa Smurf he wants to take a trip around the world, and no one can persuade him to stay at home. So the Smurfs, moved by his decision to leave the village, come round to say goodbye.
"Take this,"
Papa Smurf says, handing him a small object.
"It's a magic whistle. If you're in danger, Smurf it and it will take you back to the village."
Dreamy Smurf sets off into the forest with enthusiasm. He feels free like the wind and can already see himself climbing mountains and crossing oceans. When the sun sets, he makes himself a soft bed out of grass and lies down to sleep. But all around him, he can hear all sorts of spooky noises. The Smurf trembles with fear and feels tempted to use the magic whistle, but he is too proud to do that. Finally, he gets exhausted and falls asleep. The next day, the Smurf has to continue his journey in the rain. Apparently, adventures are not always nice and easy. Luckily, the sun comes back, restoring Dreamy's good mood. Perched on a log, he floats down the river happily. Alas, a terrible danger awaits him. A little further downstream, Gargamel, accompanied by his nasty cat Azrael, is busy fishing. The terrifying wizard is the Smurf's worst enemy. The poor Smurf has no time to realize what is happening. Gargamel swoops a net over him, and soon Dreamy finds himself in the wizard's cottage.